ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषोऽवदृशो नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्टिके। कंटिन्यूइंग श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो चैप्टर 12 क्रिएशन ऑफ द कुमारस एंड अदर्स टेक्स्ट 38
आयुर वेदम धनुर वेदम गांधर्वम वेदम आत्मनः स्थापत्यम स्थापत्यम स्वास्य वेदम क्रमात् पूर्वादिभि मुखे आयुर्वेदं धनुर्वेदं आयुर्वेदं धनुर्वेदं गांधर्वं वेदं आत्मनः गांधर्वं वेदं आत्मनः स्थापत्यं च सृजद्वेदम् स्थापत्यं च सृजद्वेदम् क्रमात् पूर्वादिभिर्मुखैः कर्मात् पूर्वादिभिर्मुखैः आयुर्वेदम् medical science, dhanuvedam, military science, gandharvam, musical art, vedam, they are all Vedic knowledge, atmanaha, of his own, sthapatayam, architectural, cha, also, Srijad, created, Vedam, knowledge, Kramat, respectively, Purva Adibihi, beginning from the front face, Mukhai, by the mouth. Translation purport, by Divine Grace Prabhupada. He also created medical science, military art, musical art, and architectural science, all from the Vedas. They all emanated one after another, beginning from the front face. Purport. The Vedas contain perfect knowledge, which includes all kinds of knowledge necessary for human society, not only on this particular planet, but on other planets as well. It is understood that military art is also necessary knowledge for the upkeep of social order, as is art of music. All these groups of knowledge are called the Upapurana, or supplements of the Vedas. Spiritual knowledge is the main topic of the Vedas, but to help the human being's spiritual pursuit of knowledge, the other information, as above mentioned, forms necessary branches of the Vedic knowledge. Amajnana-timirandasya-jnanandana-salakaya-sakshuran-malitam jena-tasmai-sri-guruve-namah. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Bhadana Swami Tanamine Namaste Sarasati Devam Gauravani Prasadaya Nirvisesha Srinavari Patrita Testamine Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here's a brief description about the generations of different knowledge from the mouth of Lord Brahma. Of course, Lord Brahma is speaking by the mercy of Vishnu or by the mercy of Krishna. Not that he is invented his knowledge is by himself, rather by the mercy of Vishnu, by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All these different categories of knowledge have been revealed to Lord Brahma, and he's describing in detail in all the Vedic literatures. So there's a medical science and a military art and a musical art and there's an architectural science. So there is no category of knowledge which is useless. But it depends on how you use it, how you apply it. Because every aspect of knowledge is coming from Lord Vishnu or from Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there is no such thing as a useless knowledge. So every category of knowledge has its meaning, its purpose, and its use. And it is meant to just by learning these different categories of knowledge or by understanding these different categories of art, one is meant to revive the spiritual quality in it or inherent in the individual being and apply that knowledge to the fullest extent so that understanding that the ultimate goal of that being engaged in that particular art is to realized the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That way the purpose of knowledge is served. But otherwise, if we do according to our own desire and also according to my own self-motivation, then if I like to dominate over nature, just like the modern scientists, although they are intelligent, but somehow their intelligence is deluded by the most material nature, and Maya. So Krishna says in the Gita that Maya aprahita jnana, although they have some intelligence, but somehow their intelligence is taken away by Maya. That's the symptom that we are experiencing in our modern society. There are very intelligent people, very intelligent. These big scientists who invent so many wonderful things. They're very intelligent. So that's what it is our duty, how to correct that mistake, how to enlighten them in the science of spiritual knowledge, so that the knowledge and the intelligence they have can be utilized in the service of Krishna. So for that purpose, in education, say we are in our society, we are planning to develop this Gurukul school. When other disciplines.
this medicine in the military arch. And I'm going to be necessary. City power. I'll have the point.
Just by being engaged in that particular art where one is expert. So it's very clear that we have to develop this education, military art, musical art, even in the Gurukul, and the children have to be trained up. Prabhupada says in that letter that from 5 to 10 is Gurukul, and from above 10 years old, then one should be sent to the Varnashram college, and of course then all those different frontiers of knowledge to be, those who are going to be expert in those fields to be trained up like that, so that we have these 4 ashrams completely very qualified people to run the society properly. So it's quite important to realize that we have to somehow develop all these systems of knowledge to the most perfect way, to the highest degree, so that the whole society can recognize that we are doing something very unique in the society. Recognize, as time passes, that ISKCON is developing a unique revolutionary scheme in all frontiers of our human activities, in education, in politics, in all frontiers of our human existence. It's required. So we can't just neglect one aspect. So that's why we can't just sit down in the temple and just always chant. I mean, that is also nice. But side by side, along with chanting, we have also to impress the whole society, we have to change the whole society, the structure of the society in all frontiers of our modern living. Because they are all, everyone is, just going to small business, how to serve all these people, from the government. From going to the darkest corner of existence. And my personal feeling is that education will play that role, that dominant role.